The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Don't you know that I can make it?
Yay!
before y'all have church. Y'all start having church in here and clapping and shouting and everything. Look, tell somebody right now, I can make it. Call them up right now. This is what I want you to tell them. To tell them, your butt too big. Jump on the grind right now. We figure out how we can shrink your butt a little bit. Jump on the grind right now. Tell them I feel good, but tell them your butt too big. Jump on.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good. I know it.
Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank him.
The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. Now I really there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, they won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
What's up, everybody? Look, real mellow morning. It's a nice sunny day here in South Florida in the studio. Look, when I said call somebody and tell them that they butt too big, man, like 4,000 people just chimed into the show. I got a lot of big butts out there. Big butts. You want to know how to shrink your butt this morning? I'm going to tell you how to shrink your butt. You need to call somebody, tell them, get on right now. All right? Because on the grind, this dude is telling people how to shrink their butt. Your butt is too big. And you need to figure that thing out. Figure it out. Call some more people. Tell them, look, this dude getting ready to tell people how to shrink their butt. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Look, y'all, before I get into that, man, I wanted to say welcome to the grind. Thank you so much for rising and grinding with me. I said this morning, is the sun up or are you really up with the sun? When the sun rises in my house, we got to get up. You know, at least most of us, except these lazy kids, they're going to lay there and sleep for a while. But, you know, for the most part, when the sun is up, then we're up. But are you really up when the sun is up? Are you really ready to grind when the sun comes up? Are you really ready to put the time in that everybody else is putting in that's being successful? You know, I was riding the other day and I asked the question. I said, you know, why do people take off from the light, from the red light so slow? Why do they take off real slow? Now, I remember my dad once told me, you know, when I got my first car, he said, you know, son, you can't take off real fast because, you know, that's gas. When you take off real fast, you burn a lot of gas. And I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. You know, you don't want to take off fast on your car. And I said, well, I'm not interested in taking off, just pressing the gas as hard as I can go every time I take off from the light. I said, but I do want to go faster than like 2 or 3 miles an hour taking off. You know, I don't just want to gradually push the gas a little bit. I want to actually get where I'm going. So have you ever wondered why people really, really do that? Not everybody can't think that it burns gas, you know, but, you know, you start riding around and you start really looking at people and, you know, studying people and just really seeing what they do. If you look at a person's face, it'll tell you a lot, right? So when you're in the car and you're looking at people and you look over and the person, either and they may be smiling, they may be doing something on their phone, they're listening to the radio, you know, they may be bouncing up and down, they may even be singing sometimes. But for the most part, people are sitting there with a look on their face like they're in a trance, like they're mesmerized, like they're a zombie. And like somebody gave a zombie a license and they're just driving. And they look like they're either disgusted or they look like they're just checked out. You know, you don't know what's going on with that person. You really don't. So you don't mess with them, but they take off from the light real slow. You know, if you've ever been late going somewhere, then you know that, you know, the last thing you want to do is take off from the light real slow. But that's not really how people think. People just, you know, get in that trance, and it's the trance of life. Right. It's the trance of life, because when people are trying to get somewhere in life, they don't drive slow. They don't drive slow. They don't even take off from the light that slow. When people really have something to do, they drive fast, or they drive with, you know, without hesitation. They speed up. They got some place to be. But successful people, people that are really going somewhere, people that really say, you know what, I want to stand out. I want to be the bird on the top wire while there's 50 or 60 other birds on the bottom wire. I want to stand alone. Those people are always in a hurry. They're always moving. They're always stepping out before everybody else steps out. You know what they say, first to market, right? First to market, or the early bird gets the worm. First to market gets the money. So those are your creators, those are your shakers, those are your movers, you know. But what's happening with us is that we get in that trance and we go to work every day and we get up, we hate it, but we go every day. Some of us are silently dying inside, you know, going to a job every day. But it's something that we have to do. We call it, you know, a necessary evil. You know, it's funny because, you know, Pam and I were in the airport one day and we were going through and I just had this craving for something, you know, fresh and light and smooth and fruity. So lo and behold, you know, you pass by, you know, you see this fruit stand, this little fruit smoothie place. And I said, oh, let's go over there and let's get a fruit smoothie. So we went over and we were asking the guys, hey, look, can you put some, you know, some strawberries and some pineapples and some banana? And he's looking, he's like, you know, yeah, you know, we don't have any strawberries. And then so the more I started to look back, I started to realize that they really didn't have any fruit at the fruit smoothie place, right? And I'm like, well, wow. I said, so you have any bananas? He said, we get with banana flavoring. And I said, banana flavoring. I said, well, what about pineapple? He said, yeah, we got pineapple flavor. I said, you don't have any real fruit? He said, no, if you want real fruit, you go down this concourse right here and take a left, and you get the real fruit stand from that place right there on the right, like three stands down. Wow. I'm like, that's bad business. So this guy don't have real fruit, but he knows exactly where to get the real fruit from, because guess where he gets his smoothies from? The real fruit place. Down the other concourse, because he knows exactly where it is, and it was funny to me, and I was like, wow, this guy, he really don't love his job. He's just coming. He's going through the motions, really, right? But that's neither here nor there. I just want to tell you guys how much of a trance people are really, really in. But let's get into shrinking some butts, you know, because I know all of y'all have chimed in. And you want to know how to shrink your butt. And a lot of people have big butts, and we have to figure this thing out, you know, because people's butts are so big because their wives are so small. And for those of you that thought I was talking about the B-U-T-T and not the B-U-T, then you're so nasty. Stop. All right. Don't get on here with that frame of mind. We don't talk about that nasty stuff on. Oh, man, I love y'all. I love y'all. But look, we're talking about the one T butt, okay? B-U-T, not the B-U-T-T. So all of y'all that thought we were going to get on the grind this morning and talk about shrinking some real butts, I don't have no help for you on that one. Just work out, exercise, you know, watch what you eat, drink plenty of water. That was it. Show is over. So let's talk about that B-U-T because, you know, we're slowed down every day or we're sidetracked every day because of our butts, right? You know, we lose in life because of what we don't know as opposed to what we know in most cases. And we're definitely afraid to fail. We've already established that. But, you know, the butt is that word that really limits us. As they say, butt is just really an argument for our limitations. You know, I would, but. You know, I would have done that a long time ago, but yeah, you know, I was playing ball, you know, in high school and college, you know, and you know, why didn't you make it to pros? You know, I would have made it, but man, you know, I was driving that car, man, that car was so nice, man. You know, why didn't you buy it? Man, I would have bought it, but all of these buts limit us and they keep us stagnant. They keep us standing still. They keep us exactly where we are in life. And we're trying to figure out exactly why do I have so many buts in my life? Why? Well, we know that fear is one of the reasons why, you know, because they've always said that fear is false evidence appearing real, right? False evidence appearing real. And, you know, some of you on the show, you know, a couple of episodes ago, you heard me talk about the neighbor's dog that used to just terrify me. Rocky was a big German shepherd. And, you know, I just didn't like Rocky because Rocky never, you know, he was never a friendly dog. He was just that big yellow German shepherd. And, you know, I went back home after, you know, Rocky had terrorized us as a kid, you know, namely me, you know, because that fear was always there, you know. So when I came back home, you know, after a while, Rocky, you know, dog years are much, you know, less than our years. So, you know, I came back home and Rocky had gotten older. So, you know, went to the next door neighbor's house and Rocky couldn't even really get up off the ground anymore. So I wasn't afraid of Rocky anymore. You know, so it's the dog on the carport that scares a lot of people. But, you know, I heard a story once when, a guy was, you know, he would always go down the street and the pit bull would chase him. You know, he would always run from the pit bull. And one day he went down the street and you know, he decided, you know, I'm not going to run from this pit bull. I'm just going to face my fear. You know, the pit bull started to run at him, and he usually would run, and he stopped, and he turned around, and he walked back toward the pit bull, and the pit bull is running toward him like, whoa, this dude, what's going on? This is a little weird. So the pit bull starts to put on brakes, and when the pit bull got a little closer, he noticed the pit bull didn't have hardly any teeth in his mouth, so it couldn't have bit him anyway. All it could have really did was gum him to death. So he didn't know until the pit bull got right up on him, and he faced that fear, right? So you were running from a pit bull with no teeth. So, because you didn't know. See, we're losing life because of what we don't know as opposed to what we know in a lot of cases. And we allow that word, but, you know, to really stop us from moving forward and doing things in life, the taking the chances that we need to take. Now, there are certain things that we do that we know we're afraid of. You know, like I don't like needles. I'm terrified of needles, but I have to get needles from time to time. When you ask me to give blood, then, you know, my answer is pretty much going to be two letters instead of three. No, I'm not giving blood. That's just me. You can, hey, don't judge me. I just don't want to give blood because I don't want a needle in my arm that long. Have I given blood? I've given my fair share. In the military, they used to take blood from us like vampires. So I used to give it. So now I don't like needles. And I think that may be a part of my phobia because I had so many needles in the military. But at the end of the day, it's still a fear of mine. But we allow these fears to stop us. Now, there's always the other end of that, right? There's the extreme. What about all of those extreme, crazy sports that people do? You know, we say skydiving is an extreme sport. I think it's extreme. You know, some people don't. It's a matter of mentality. How do you feel about skydiving? How do you feel about fear? And how does somebody else feel about it? I've seen people go up mountains and you're like, why? Why? You see people, the latest thing these days is that, I don't know if that's a camera trick or they're in a studio or what, but they're on the top of these tallest buildings and they're doing handstands and crazy stuff. And you're saying, why? Why? I mean, the nature guys are out trying to, you know, wrestle alligators and they're playing with tigers and lions. And you're like, why? When you've got something that eats meat and you're meat, would you stand in there and play with it? Even though you raised it from a baby, you know there's always that chance that something's going to happen, right? So it's that fear of the known and the unknown, but more so it's the fear of what we don't know that really causes us to lose. See, being prepared for a situation has its value. You know, you don't have to know everything about a situation, but the failure in that situation is what really grows you. Right. You know, failing, we know that means just the first attempt in learning. You know, it's what really grows you. When you fail, are you willing to take more than one attempt at learning? Are you willing to fail a few times before you really figure it out? You know, you always heard the saying, you know, start with where you are and what you have, because where you are and what you have is enough. And a lot of people, we're waiting for that perfect moment to get started. And we're using that word, but. We look for ways to become, you know, an active decelerator in our lives as opposed to an active accelerator. We keep our feet on the brake instead of pressing the gas because we don't know what's ahead of us. So we don't know what's ahead of us. So we're afraid, you know, of what it may be. And so we're afraid of failing at it. We just don't know. It's the fear of the unknown. You've always heard the saying, you judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. You know, you can't think that it's an apple tree, you know, if you've never seen it bear any apples. You know, so they always say the proof is in the pudding. It's the action. It's the verb that happens that you deploy that really gets you the results. So if you never do anything, then that means you never have anything, right? So, you know, when you really look at people as a whole, you can really surmise, and I don't want to say the word judge, but you can really assess a person by, you know, their posture, by how they sound, by how enthused they are, by how passionate they are about what they do. Most people that go out and they work a job, if they say I have a job, then that means that they have something that they really don't want to have. And then you get the people that say, well, you know what, I have a career. That means I've either been to school or I've invested a large portion of my time, efforts, and energy into actually honing in my skills or sharpening my axe, as they say. So those people have a career. You know, as an engineer, I had a career because I have invested a lot of time and energy in that career. And my mindset was, I'm going to retire doing this and I'm going to have a handsome salary, you know, when I retire. And I may have to, you know, just supplement my income a little bit. But if I make the right investments, then I can retire and, you know, and still get great money and have great money coming in as well. But how many of you know life doesn't always go the way we want it to go, right? It doesn't always go the way we want to go. So instead of investing time, energy, and money in something that doesn't drive you, something that you don't control, how about taking the limitations off and trying to invest in things that you do control? Stuff that you can say is mine. I created this. This is something that I'm going to be able to do. I control the purse strings. I'm the person that says that this is when this happens and this is when that happens, right? Living what's in you, right? As opposed to what somebody else wants you to do, right? So living what's in you is the ultimate. We say that freedom is doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, right? So freedom is, you know, is doing what you want to do. That's called living what's in you. Live what's in you. You can't be the person that constantly says, you know, I would have done that, but those buts are so big that they've caused us to be in a phase in our lives to where we've allowed the but to really sculpt us. And then now what we look like is really a bodybuilder that's always skips leg day. It's the dude that's real big on top and looks like SpongeBob, right? He always skips leg day. And we've allowed the butts to make us look like that. So when somebody walks up to you, as soon as there's a little opposition and you get a little force, a little push, you fall because you have no legs. You have no legs. You're great when you're sitting down, but when you're standing up, it's a problem. So your butt has built you into the person that is unproportionate. Your butt has built you into that person that always sits back and allows people to tell them exactly what they need to do because you don't have enough vision for yourself to know and to buy into what you need to do. So it's that butt that just keeps us frozen because it's too big. Because your why is way too small. See, when you want something bad enough, really and truly, when you want something bad enough, there's nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it when you want it bad enough. So somebody leaves some water on the counter for you and some juice on the counter. Most people will go after that juice. Most people, because people like flavor, right? But when that juice is all gone, the thing that you really don't need to be drinking, think is great for you. It's got 29 grams of sugar in it, but you think it tastes good. So it's great. And they told you it was all natural. But when you finish drinking it, now you drink all the bad stuff and now you don't have any more juice. So now you're saying, what am I going to drink now? And the last thing you want to drink is that water. But that's the first thing you should have drank was that water because it's the best thing for you. But see, we've become accustomed to getting all of the things that aren't good for us because it keeps us in that comfort zone. It feels good. Nobody wants to do the things that feel that are uncomfortable now to have it comfortable later. Who wants to do that? The successful people. Those are the people that want to do it. Those are the people that understand that if I do the hard stuff now, then I'm going to have it easy later. And that's the way I want it. I don't want to be 65, 70 years old trying to figure out where I'm going to stay, trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to eat today. If we don't allow our big butts to get in the way, then we can do something actively constructive towards building a life for ourselves. And that's not, I'm not talking about a 9-to-5. I'm talking about choosing an active living, an active living life. All right. People that are actually doing. See, many people die at 21. Remember that time when you were out of high school and you go to college and you have all these dreams and hopes and aspirations and then all of a sudden you hit 21 and you get out and then life happens and stuff starts to, you know, get in the way and things start to oppose what you really wanted to do. And most people die right there. They just get buried at 65, but they die at 21 because they leave everything on the table. Because somebody told them that they couldn't do it. Somebody stood in front of them and they didn't feel like going around. Or somebody told them, no, you can't move. You can't go around. But everything in you is saying, I can go around. The path is right there. But you don't go around. You got to be a discerner, man, of people. And when you're attaching yourself to people and partnering with people, you got to know exactly, you know, who you're partnering with. Because that person may be the big butt person, and the big butt person is only going to have excuses, right? And it's going to be limiting. But what's your why? See, the object is to make your why so big that there's no butt in the world that can get in the way. There's no butt. Because you're already passionate. You're living what's in you. If you're not living what's in you, then you're just getting up every day going through the motions, right? You know, I heard somebody say that, you know, true freedom, and it's true. True freedom is actually doing what you want to do when you want to do it, how you want to do it. You wake up when you want to wake up. You can choose to, you know, your day. You command your day. You know, I've heard people say that my why is that I want to command my day. I want to be able to do what I want to do. I don't want people telling me what to do. It's the epitome of freedom. When you can get up and you can put on what you want to put on, leave out the door because you don't answer to anyone. There's nobody telling you what to do, and you got the choice to say, no, I don't want to do that, without feeling as if, you know, you just made the wrong decision. This is what I want to do. True freedom. But you got to get all the butts out of your life first, right? Get all the butts out of your life. And you won't be that person that's taking off from the red light real slow because you really don't want to be going where you're going. You don't like the way your life is really headed. So we build that case against ourselves with the buts. And when people ask us, well, why didn't you do that? And yeah, I would have did that. But and we start believing it ourselves. So ask yourself, what is that thing that you know you want to do? You know, what is that business that you know you want to start? What is it that you're not doing right now that you know you should be doing that's going to help you move to the next level? Because time moves fast. It really does. Time waits for no man. It ticks every single day. And what happens is we have some people, I like to call them timekeepers. They think that they control time, and they think that they can stop time because of what they have going on. And they start telling themselves, you know what I can do? You know, I'm not worried about that. I got time to do that. I'm good. You know, I'll just do this, this, and this, and then, you know, I'll be. And the funny part is when you tell yourself something long enough, you start to believe it, right? When you tell yourself something long enough, you start to believe it. Because be like, I got time. We've always heard the saying, you know, good things come to those who wait. Well, you only get the only good things that come to those who wait because all of the things that were great were already, you know, used up by the people that were hustling and moving, and you only get the leftovers, just the good stuff, not the great stuff. So the great stuff for the people that take all the butts out of their life. They've shrunk their butts, and now their why is so strong, their why is so high, their why is so big that there isn't a butt in the world that can get in their way. Because now they're working toward something. What are you working toward today? Don't worry about yesterday. Stop looking for tomorrow. What are you working toward today? Because your tomorrow really matters, you know, depending upon what you do today. So we got, you know, people that wake up in the morning and they're already defeated. They've already called today, you know, a bus. Why? Because there's nothing else that they're doing any different than they did yesterday. So what are you doing right now to take the butts out of your life? What are you doing right now to shrink, you know, that there may be one big butt in your life? You know, I never, why didn't you ever start a home-based business? I would have, but now you replace that big butt with, you know what, I'm going to. Well, this is what I'm doing right now. There is no procrastination. There, you know, procrastination, they say, is not no real such thing as procrastination. It's just what's important to you. And if it's important to you, guess what? You're going to do it. So what is important to you? What is it that you want to do? We talked about, you know, on the last show, we talked about, you know, some young ladies on the show that we're talking about there, you know, their why and why they were embarking on a health and wellness journey and why they were building a business, you know, that they were building because, you know, they wanted to have, you know, a healthy body and they wanted to build and leave a legacy, you know, for their family, for their children, for their children's children. So they've shrunk their butts. Now they have is a big why. There are no more buts. When you want to do something, just do it. Just do it. And when you just start doing stuff, you're going to find that, you know, you're going to get better and better and better at it because you're going to challenge yourself. You know, you can't expect to go in a courtroom and have an argument with an attorney and you've never been an attorney. You can't expect to step on a football field and be competitive because you've never played competitive football. You cannot expect to be great at skydiving if you've never jumped out of a plane. You can't be the person that says, you know what, I want to jump without the tandem jump. I want to jump. I'm good. I've never done this before, but I'm just going to do it. That's called reckless. But guess what? When you're that person that's not afraid to fail a little bit, all right? Now, the extreme part of what I just said with the skydiving is extreme. So you jump out of the plane and you don't know what you're doing. You could actually die. But there are some things in life that you can do that will allow you to punch fear in the face, and you learn little by little. You may get your tail kicked. You know, everything big was once small because you look at people that start doing something and you look at when they first started as opposed to where they are right now. Every day they get a little better at it. I hear people saying all the time, you know, I want to do that. But, you know, the butt is fear. The butt is fear. If you have a dream, if you have something out there that you know you want and you know that it's burning on the inside of you, you're like, this is what I want to do. And you're not really going to be happy until you really do it, right? Yeah, until you really start with what you have. You know, there's some people out there that are, you know, charting new paths every day because it's not about the path that you walk down that's already cut. It's about that path that you cut for yourself. And when you're cutting the path, you get stronger. You get good at cutting paths. And now you're like, okay, this is unknown. This is nobody's ever been here before. So that means now you have the opportunity to pioneer something. And when you're pioneering it, then now you're going to grow in it because it's new to you. So you got to get out of the trance that you're in. Cut all the butts out. Don't be the person that sits at the red light and somebody has to blow the horn at you to get going because you're in a trance, you know, or you start moving and you have no fervor, you have no fire. So when you start moving, you only press the gas a little bit. Because you really have nowhere to go. And if you do have somewhere to go, you don't really want to be there when you get there. So you're just inching along. So it's time to wake up and it's time to cut all of the butts out, shrink those big butts, all right? Shrink them down and replace them with big whys. And understand that, you know what, this is not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy, but I'm gonna get out of my own way. I'm going to stop making all these excuses and I'm just going to move. I'm going to start putting some things in motion for what I know is inside of me. What stops a lot of us is the start. What stops a lot of us is the fact that we're doing something in life right now that we know we don't like, but we've put up this, we've ran around faking for so long that we've faked our own selves out. We're like, we don't even know what's going on anymore. And then we start saying, but it's too late for me. I really can't do that. And I can't do that because when you go into it, you expect to just win, win, win. Every day is not going to be a win, just for the record. Some days you're going to fall flat on your face, right? Some days you're going to wake up, you're not going to feel like doing it. Some days you're going to get so much opposition that you're going to feel like quitting. But those are the days that build character. Those are the days that you need to do it even more. Any day I wake up and I really don't feel like going to work out or I really don't feel like going out and building a business, those are the days that you need to do it even more because those are the days that are testing your character. Those are the days that are testing your habits. And you should be honored because, you know, because you're getting the opposition, that means there's, you know, the enemy definitely sees you making strides. If you don't have any opposition in your life and you're just going along and this, I'm just moving along, you're inching along, then you're no threat. You're no threat. It's like that guy that plays, you know, for the basketball team and he never gets in the game. All he does is really sits on the bench and they have him as the, you know, as the 11th guy. Because they need to have 11 people on the roster. Is that you? Or are you one of the starting five? At least six man. At least be the sixth man coming off the gym. Heck, the seventh man is better than the last man. But some of us have gotten comfortable just being that person that sits on the bench and not do anything. You got the headband on. You got the wristbands. You know, you got the latest J's on, the shoes, the socks. Everything is clean, pristine, and starched. You look like you can play the game, but you never get in the game because you settle for just being that person. And, you know, a lot of times you don't even know it. A lot of times you just think, this is good. This is all that I am. I'm good. My life is grand. But then you go home and there's that one thing that you can never escape. And that's that mirror. When you look in that mirror, it tells the truth because there's nobody there but you in that mirror. So guys, you know, shrink the butts, shrink the big butts and make the whys really big. Don't be that top heavy person that, you know, has no stability, has no foundation, doesn't grow day to day. Don't be that person. Be the person that's growing, be the person that's moving, be the person that puts action, the verbs in their life. Nobody wants to be around a stale, stagnant, stuck up person. People want to be around people and things that are moving. If you're wondering why your business isn't moving, if you're wondering why people don't like you or people don't want to be around you, it's not because you're just that deep. It's just because you're boring. People want to be attached to things that are moving. So ladies and gentlemen, shrink those big butts. All right. Create your why. If your why needs to change, then add something to it. Change it. If it's not pushing you any further, then change your why. You need to add something to it to get another why. Right. So, guys, you know, it's been an amazing time talking to you guys this morning. You know, man, this is getting gooder and gooder, as they say. You know, and this show definitely happens every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, all of you chimed in this morning for a reason. Hopefully something that was said bridged some gaps, you know, for you. And guys, you know, tell somebody, you know, jump on the grind next Tuesday morning and, you know, see exactly how it can change your life, you know, because it's not about what you do, you know, for you. It's what you do that can help others move forward and grow. All right. So, guys, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. And hopefully we'll see you guys on the show next Tuesday.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you.